Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and PDF book publisher, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is The Best Urban Irmas of 2012. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the year, and I just want to say thank you to all the fans of the Urban Irma. You know, whether you're a reader of the blog, a listener to the podcast, or as I prefer to call it, the blog cast, a watcher of the new video edition, or all of the above, thank you so much. I really appreciate your support. You know, the Urban Irma has really grown over the years, not only as a standalone blog, but as one of the featured columns on StageTimeMagazine.com. The blog has been just a wonderful outlet for my creativity and a way to preserve my sanity. This year, I've had 38 therapy sessions. I've written and recorded 38 blog posts, and I've narrowed them down and put together a collection of the best Urban Irma posts of 2012, titled Sometimes I Wish Facebook Had a Hate Button. It's available as a free PDF download, and it's my tangible way of saying thank you for enjoying my work. The stories in this year's collection are All Men Would Be Klingons. This blog post came about from a very simple question. If you could be an alien from Star Trek, which one would you be? And I found that most guys want to be Klingons. I, of course, want to be a Vulcan, and if you want to know why, read the blog. Next up is a drug test wake-up call. While working on a cruise ship, I was awoken out of a sound sleep to do a random drug test. Guess who wasn't happy? Next is the geometry of love and comedy. A compliment about a joke sparked a fun post-show conversation at James Madison University and led to this post about the anatomy of a joke and why I almost threw it away. Next is, but I don't want to be a stripper, and I went shoe shopping and found out that high heels are not for the shy and uncoordinated. Next is, who am I? DNA don't lie. After years of putting it off, I finally sent in a cheek swab to Ancestry.com to find out how much more of my life I can blame on genetics. Next, price match, death match. I should know better than to go shopping at Best Buy, but I'm a glutton for punishment. But as always, I get a good blog post out of it. Next, sometimes I wish Facebook had a hate button. This is, of course, the title piece of the collection, and it echoes the sentiments of many regular Facebook users. You know, social media just brings up a lot of awkward questions like, you know, what do you do when someone from your past who you don't like friends you? Yeah, it's moments like that when you really start thinking, yeah, maybe Facebook should have a hate button. Next is browbeating, coming in hot, fast, and mad. I get my eyebrows threaded, and this is delicate work. You don't want someone that close to your eyes to be in a bad mood, but it happens, and what do you do when it does? Next, peeing standing up, a four-year-old's failed experiment. This is a story that I've wanted to write for a long time. I was that four-year-old, and yes, I really did try to pee standing up. I didn't succeed, but the attempt was funny as hell. Well, it's funny in retrospect. One of those days is the next piece, and this might be one of my favorite blog posts of the year. I really just had one of those days where everything went wrong. It was the kind of bad day that if you saw it in a movie, you'd say, oh, that would never happen, but it did. And so I wrote about it, and you get to laugh at it, laugh at me, and I hope it never happens to you. And finally, the last post to round out the list is, does T-Mobile hate old people? What happens when a corporation butts heads with a retired old black man who's got nothing but time on his hands to fight the good fight? That man is, of course, my dad, and he is my customer service superhero. I mean, what can I say? He is legend. Probably because I keep writing about his hilarious run-ins with robber barons. So, that is my list of the best Urban Irmas of 2012. If one of your favorites didn't make the list, by all means, let me know. And if you haven't already, I ask you to please subscribe to the blog, download the podcast on iTunes, and leave a glowing review, by the way. And you can now subscribe to my YouTube channel and see the video edition. So thanks again for reading, listening, and watching. The Urban Irma will be back in 2013 with more blogs, podcasts, and videos. And remember, everybody, if you don't sweat the small stuff, will sweat you.